I appreciate, man, you being here tonight. Well, I tell you, God's been good to us. We've cried and we've shouted during the day, and we've talked about memories, and we've talked about things that we saw, and God's been awful good to us. I think about, boy, I was looking at this choir sang a while ago, and I thought, what a blessing. What a blessing. There's a time when they didn't sing. There's a time when there was no choir but God. But God moved in and got a hold to some people and changed some people's lives. And before you know it, old David said, I cried unto the Lord. And he inclined his ear unto me. And he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay. And went on, he said, he established my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praise. I'm telling you, praise God, I'm glad that the Lord specializes in taking people out of the beer joints and putting them into choir loss. Amen. Saving them by the grace of God, changing their song, changing their desire, changing their life, taking them out of sin. Amen. Giving them victory in their life. Hey, I'm telling you, this thing's real tonight. I don't care what you got tonight, what kind of problem you got tonight. I'm talking about one. We're talking about one lifting up one tonight. Praise God. Amen. It don't matter where you at, how dark it is, how black it is, how bad it is. Amen. Ain't never been a situation too hard that our God can't pull you up out of it. There ain't never been a pit digging up that's been dug deep enough. Amen. He couldn't find you down there in the midst of it. Praise God. Amen. He knows right where you at. I'll say this. Praise God. It's more than he just reached down. No, no. He got down in there. And that Bible said he brought me up. Hey, you listen to me tonight. Hey, we was in trouble. We was sunk deep. No way. Amen. It to pull our arms off to get up. But I'm telling you, praise God, he got down in that pit and dug us up out of there, unconstricted that boy of sin. Amen. And got us up out of that filthy pit and saved us by the grace of God. And now we're living a new life in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you, praise God, I say what a Savior tonight.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, hallelujah. He's wonderful tonight, praise God. I'm telling you, amen, ain't nobody ever loved me like he loved me. Ain't nobody ever looked for me like he looked for me, praise God. You listen to me? Ain't nobody ever longed to fellowship with me like he longed to fellowship with me. Ain't nobody ever, hey, I'm telling you, praise God, just went out of his way for me.
Like he went out of his way.
Amen. Acts chapter 2. Amen. We're there. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the good Lord above. Whoo. That Bible said in verse number 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You know, if people would preach again, they'd have people asking, what shall we do? You know why you don't hear that? Amen. Ain't many people preaching. It's hard to get somebody saved when you preach on the home all the time. Now, I know it's going out in the internet and some of these brethren are going to put me in hell. But amen, I'm telling you, God said preach the whole council. Amen. 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 Hey, and I'm telling you, praise God, you got to quit preaching against them things, and you got to start lifting up Jesus Christ one more time. And I'm telling you, hey, you know what most people's problem is? They have lost confidence in the gospel of the grace of God. But I'm telling you tonight, praise His holy name, He still can get a most sinner out of the pit. He can take him out of the stack pool. He can change his life. He can give him everything that he ever dreamed of and even more. I'm telling you, I never dreamed. And when I got saved by the grace of God, that I gained such a friend. I did. And they can do it. People preach about him. Amen. Think about, then Peter said unto them, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as are, or as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Here's what I want. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. They continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight, God, we pray that you'd help us one more time tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, so much for what you've already done. And our Father, we ask you, God, to help us, Lord, to speak up. And our Father, then get out of the way. And, oh, God, I pray tonight, Lord, would you move, and God, would you manifest, and God, yourself, and Lord, our Father, we're not looking to entertain tonight. Oh, God, we need the power of God. And our Father, we realize, Lord, tonight, without God, our Father, without that touch, without that breath, oh, God, without that fresh oil flowing tonight, God, it'll just be void and vain. And our Father, God, we need you, Lord, tonight, God. We need you, God, to do what we can't do, Heavenly Father, tonight. God, we need you to shine forth. God, we need you, God, our Father, to fix, Lord, what's broke. God, we need you to strengthen, God, what you've already fixed, Heavenly Father, tonight. I just pray, God, give us an old-fashioned gully washer, God. I pray the power of God just come in here and let us get a glimpse of the goodness of God one more time. Oh, God, when we leave the house tonight, God, may we believe better than even the way we came in at Heavenly Father tonight. God, we'll bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, I was thinking about, and some, a couple of these folks over there last week, I kind of dealt with this thought. It's a brand new thought, but then 2 John, and I'm going to just read a verse, then go back to Acts 2. It said in 2 John, verse number 2, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, shall be with us forever. And I got to thinking about tonight, and boy, I was looking at what God's been a-doing and what God's been a-doing here. And I read in our text, and I know a lot of some of these folk get all messed up, amen, about all this praise God, but he talked about, you know, somebody ever get saved, somebody ever repent, say amen. You won't have a problem with them getting baptized. You won't have a problem with them getting, hey, I have a problem, praise God, you telling me somebody got saved and you can't never get them interested in the church. You keep having to go down there and prop them up and amen, trying to encourage them and trying to get them to do all. No. Hey, when you get saved by the grace of God, there's something gonna move down in your soul. There's something gonna help you. There's something getting down in there. It's gonna make you wanna get a drive. It's gonna give you a drive toward God. Somehow you won't even understand what is going on, but all of a sudden, that what you once loved, you don't love it no more, and that what you once didn't like, all of a sudden you got a desire and you got a taste for it. Boy, I'm telling you, praise God, amen. I'm just talking about the grace of God. You listen to me, it'll change your life. For the Bible said where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And I'm just trying to tell you tonight, if the grace of God ever invades your life, there will be a change. They won't have to look for you tonight. Amen. I remember getting saved. They didn't have to tell me, praise God. Hey, I want to know what time church started. I've seen other people got saved. Amen. We got no boy got saved here a while back at Shady Acres. He's been going to all the ladies' meetings. Amen. He's been going to the nursery meetings. He just wanted to be around church. You listen to what I'm saying to you? He'd be at prayer meetings, didn't have to say, well, hey, you want to go pray? No, no, no. Hey, I'm saying, if you ever get saved, there'll be something down in there. Oh, I'm saying, hey, when people still make that little profession of faith and 2 or 3 years later, you still trying to have to give them assurance and you still have to try to pump them up. Amen. That ain't the Bible's salvation. Because the Bible said that our gospel, our gospel, our gospel, it came not in our word only, but in much power, in much power, in much power. You believe that tonight? I'm talking about old-fashioned power. And it said it came in much assurance. And I'm telling you, praise God, if you ever get saved, that assurance will follow. We all right for that tonight? Oh, but I'm just trying to say to you tonight, he's telling them about it. I know, amen, some of this stuff, and I ain't going to get it. But I like what it said in verse number 41, said, and they that gladly received his word were baptized in the same. Hey, did you gladly receive it? Huh? Boy, it's a glad day. Praise God when that word come from that other world. Are you listening to me tonight? And the Lord of glory said, I will give you life. I will set you free. I will break your chains. I will take your sorrow. I will take your pain. I bore your punishment. I'm just trying to tell you, thank God Almighty. And if you'll give me your life, I'll change it forever by the power of God. And you know what it is to walk in the newness of life. We all right with that tonight? Huh? I'm tired of all this psychoanalyzing, trying to build them up. Amen. Carnal. Amen. Most of them ain't carnal. They just ain't never been saved. Amen. Amen. You ever get saved? You're not going to get saved and keep drinking your beer. Amen. 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 You're not going to get saved and still do your whoremongering. You're not going to get saved and still do your fornicating. You're not going to get saved and still do your lying. You're not still going to get saved and take God's name in vain. You're not going to get saved and still have murder in your heart. You're not going to get saved, amen, still be cussing everything that your neighbor's got. Amen, I'm telling you, you get saved, you'll quit your stealing. You get saved, there'll be a change. For that Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. I'm talking about a new
life, a new life, a new life. I'm talking about a transformed life. I'm talking about a life of God that moved down in you. Amen. Amen. I didn't understand all that that moved in me when it moved in me, but I'm glad it moved in me. There's some things I didn't understand when it happened, and I understand that it happened now. Amen. You ever noticed too much confusion? People confused about this, people confused about that. No, if you get born again, amen, he'll take that away from you. That gospel will unconfuse people. Amen. Amen. That gospel, that's God made it simple enough for an ignorant man to get saved. And thank God he did. Because if he didn't, guess what? I went to hell. And I'm telling you, one day come to old Northeast Louisiana and them red clay hills, a little ignorant boy, amen, was lost without God. And he gave me a chance and said, if you will, I will. I said, I will. And he did. Amen. You listen to me. Well, I just thought I'd give you this. I'm going to give you these few thoughts and I'll move out of the way. Now, I got to liking what I said here. It said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Hey, I'd like for a little bit in John 2, verse 2, or 2 John, verse number 2, said this. Said, for the truth's sake. Amen. If I could, for just a few minutes tonight, I want to give you an example. I'll get it out there in a minute. For the truth's sake. Sometimes my brain gets ahead of my tongue. Amen. It can't catch up. But I'm just, amen. Amen. But I'm just trying to say this to you. Hey, you listen to me. Hey, I'm talking about that truth. Amen. Hey, I think about we ought to love the truth. This old book's the word of truth. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you. Hey, can I just give you two things? I say, number one, for the truth's sake, you know what we ought to do? We ought to start learning to live with one another. Huh? Huh? I mean, we need to set these little old petty things out of the way. Amen. All this old silly stuff that don't amount to a hill of beans. Amen. That people squabble over and get all agitated at one another. Oh, we all right with this tonight. I'm just talking about for the truth's sake. We ought to live for one another. Amen. That word live means, in case you don't know what it means to abide. It means to dwell. It means to have a settled residence in any place. Isn't that good? It means to continue. It means to be permanent. Praise God. It means not to perish. I'm talking, this talks about it. It means to remain undestroyed. I mean, that Bible said, and they continued steadfastly in our text. I mean, they was living, amen, and they were living for one another. Oh, would to God in the churches one more time we'd go back to living for one another. I mean, quit worrying about why old me and why old you, amen, and why ours and self. We've never lived in such a self-consumed age in all our time. But I'm telling you, thank God, it needs to get back to others. It needs to get back to others. It needs to get back that way. You listening to me tonight? Hey, we ought to live for one another. Amen. I mean, these people were living for one another. That's all they had. Do you know honestly tonight, all you got's one another? Amen. We all right with that tonight? It's all you got. Hey, your own family will turn on you like a mad rattlesnake. They won't right now as long as you ain't crossing them, but all of a sudden, you wait for amen, you're walking along with them one day, and all of a sudden, they try to get you to do something in your heart and your conscience sake. You know for God, and you know if you do it, you're going to grieve the Spirit of God. And all of a sudden, you're not being ugly. And all of a sudden, you're not being unkind. And you're not being a Pharisee or anything. But all of a sudden, you just say, I'm sorry, I cannot do that. And I'm telling you, they'll turn on you. And they said, we never liked you no how. Amen. Hey, I'm just trying to talk about, hey, we're all that each other's got, and that's why we ought to live for one another. Your family will turn on you. Your friends will turn on you. I'm telling you, but boy, we're in the household of faith. We've been saved by the grace of God. We got a common salvation. We got a common spirit. There's a common Bible. Thank God Almighty. I'm just trying to tell you, we got, I'm just trying to tell you tonight, God's for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And I'm telling you, we can walk one with another, hand in hand, serving God, being faithful as we walk down life's highway. For the truth's sake, we ought to be able to live with one another. Huh? You know, you say, well, I don't like to. Hey, it don't matter if you, amen. It don't matter whether you like them or not. You think I like everybody at Shady Acres? Certainly not. Huh? You think everybody likes you here? Certainly not. You think Brother Edward likes you? Probably not. I'm just carrying on. I'm just, amen. We all right with that tonight? But can I say this to you? What has that got to do with it? This thing is bigger than you and me. Amen. It's bigger than what we want. It's bigger than our little old desires. There's a world dying and going to hell without God. There's a town dying and going to hell without God. And God's put a place right here for His name to dwell right here on this corner. And God's got a bright light shining right here for St. Mary's, Georgia. And He's intended for you and me not to go on with our little old petty differences and learn how to live for one another, that men might see our good works and glorify our Heavenly Father that's in heaven. Okay, we all right tonight? I'm talking for the truth's sake. You say you love the truth? Amen. Let's start living with one another. Amen. Amen. Can I say this? For the truth's sake, we'll not only live for one another, but for the truth's sake, number two, you know what we ought to do? We ought to learn to live for one another. Amen. We ought to start lifting one another up. We all right with that? Hey, I'm telling you, that Bible said, bear ye one another's burdens in the Lord, for this is right. You might say, well, it's the ignorant. They got what they deserve. And they may be. But I'm going to tell you what, sometimes people make some bad mistakes, and if you ain't made none, cheer up, you will before long. And that mistake will hurt you, and amen, that mistake's going to hurt others. That mistake there, but I'm telling you, you cannot dwell on that. You cannot dwell on their failures. You can't dwell on others' failures. You can't dwell on your failures. Hey, I'm telling you, as a child of God, that Bible said, ye that are spiritual, that are spiritual, that are spiritual. Hey, when you see a brother that's been overtaken in a fall, he said, you restore it, you restore it, you restore it in the spirit of meekness. I'm talking about we need to learn one more time how to live one another. Huh? You listening to me? You say you just don't know what they done. You wait around there and find out what you do. Huh? And then that same grace and that same mercy you wouldn't show on them, you'll be wanting them to show on you. Huh? Hey, you might not believe this, but I've been there before. I know what a Pharisee is. I've won, praise God. I guess I've been a recovering one now for about 30-something years. I was meaner than a rattlesnake. You listen to me? Hey, listen, I thought I was God's torch servant, but I'm telling you one day God showed me I wasn't nothing. You listen to me? He showed me I needed God. He showed me if I got what I deserved, I'd been in hell right where I ought to be. And I'm telling you, thank God, I'm telling you, He sent some storms along my way. Hey, just to remind me. I'm talking about for the truth's sake, for live one another. You know what that means? Hey, that means to raise. It means to raise them up. Raise them up. Quit stepping on them. Amen. We all going to get knocked down. You say, not me. Oh, you're going to get knocked down plenty of times before you get out of here. You might get knocked down before you get out of here. You might say something, amen, you ain't got no business saying before you leave this church. Am I making any sense to you tonight? Hey, I'm just talking about, hey, for the truth's sake. You know what these people were doing? They were lifting up one another, amen. They were all they had. They had raising one another up. Hey, that Bible, that dictionary said that word lift means to raise. It means to elevate. It means to raise in estimation. Amen. I mean, it's to esteem others better than yourselves. Huh? Amen. Lord, you give them that instead of me. I'd like it, oh God, but would you give them a blessing that you're going to give me? They need it right now more than I do. God, they need your touch. Listen to me tonight. Hey, I'm just trying to tell you tonight, for the truth's sake, for the truth's sake, I'm just saying to you, Camden Baptist Temple, God's got a plan for you. And I'm telling you, for the truth's sake, there's some things you're going to got to do. Amen, to have a blessing of God like God wants you to have. Number one, he wants you to learn how to live one another. Number two, he wants you to learn how to live one another. What I'm talking about. Number three, Lord, look out for one another. Huh? Dear God. Huh? For the truth's sake. I got to watch for Brother Edward. Brother Edward's got to watch for me. Brother Leroy's got it. Hey, listen, you don't think there's ever been a time and he's come to me and told me, hey, what you doing is going to get you in a bind. Huh? You know what he's doing? Watching out for me. You know what your preacher does when he gets on you every now and then? He ain't being ugly. He's watching out for you as one. Hey, he's got to stand before God one of these days and give account for every word that he utters over that pulpit. And he's got to give account for how he pastored you. We got to look out for one another. Man, I'm telling you, you know what? You know, we were talking about it the other day. Now, I said something about it Sunday night, but being like old Dan Betters, myself, and Brother Danny Farley, John Thompson, and Buddy Duke, and Rick Weimer, and those men. Hey, listen, about 30 of us, I'm telling you, you know what we did back there in 1978, 79? We made an old-fashioned pact, old-fashioned vow. Hey, let's just finish our race together. Let's just try to go over God together. And if one starts stumbling, the other and come by whether we like it or not, amen, just pick us up, keep us from falling. Hey, you listen to me. I'm saying just get on down the road for the glory of God. I'm talking about for the truth's sake, for the truth's sake, for the truth's sake. We got to look out for one another. Because that devil, amen, he's looking. He ain't looking out for you. He's looking out how to destroy you. Boy, I think about, hey, that Bible, hey, listen, it talks about to direct the eye toward an object. I mean, we need to look at our brother. We need to look at our sister. We need to look at, amen, we need to look at our pastor. We need to hold our pastor's arms up in prayer. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, there's some things you don't have no idea that a pastor goes through the burden he's a packing, the burden he's a carrying. Oh, God. Hey, I stay right here in Camden Baptist Temple, give him some hands and some hers. They'll hold his arms up, amen. When he's tired out, as long as them arms up, praise God, the victory's on and the victory's gonna be won. I'm telling you, when them arms stop falling, I'm just trying to talk to you tonight about looking up, looking out for him. Because when them arms start going down and you start losing ground, oh, before it ever happens, run and hold them arms up in prayer. Huh? or look out for one another. I'm talking about, oh, man, to consider. Man, we ought to have words that we ought to look out. You know what that means? To take care, to watch, to observe, to attend. Man, I'm talking about watch therefore, our Lord said. He said, watch and pray. I never will forget, amen, back there in that old boy that George Mueller had them children's homes and had all that stuff in Germany. Had a young couple got saved and they was going to be missionaries. And them little old kids was so excited, amen, about serving God. I mean, they was so excited about getting on that boat and saying goodbye to their families. I'm telling you, that carriage driver, he loaded these boxes up and loaded all their bags up. When they got down there and started unloading them, Mr. Mueller went over there and said, sir, you missed one. He said, what do you mean? He said, there was 11 bags on there and you only unloaded, only 10 of them said there's one missing. Hey, you know what that was? That was all the material that they'd need for years to evangelize and do the work of God. You know what the enemy was trying to do? He was trying to get the most important. He was trying to get all the seed away from them. He was trying to take it all away. Oh, but you know what? There was no praying man of God. Amen. Kept his eye out. He kept a watching. He knew them little kids as excited about serving God and doing the work for God. Oh, and I'm telling you, I'm just talking about charity. We need to start looking out. We need to start looking out. We need to start looking out for one another. Hey, because there's an enemy called the devil. He's still trying to snatch your children. He's still trying to snatch the precious things out of these young Christians' lives. Hey, we're not careful if we don't watch out. We got to quit worrying about offending them. We got to quit worrying, Brother Leroy, about being politically correct. Did you know tonight that you can't be a King James Bible believer and be politically correct? No way possible. No way possible. Amen. I'm talking about for the truth's sake. We need to learn to look out for one another. And I say this to you. Boy, here's one number four. For the truth's sake, we ought to learn to listen to one another. Oh, dear God. I'm talking about, man, there's people got burdens and there's people got needs and there's people, their heart broke. They don't need no advice from you. Son, I got a call today and that old boy, he just said, could you listen? Hey, you listen to me. He didn't need me to give him no advice. Oh, dumb me. I told him something I thought he ought to do. Amen. God rebuked me. You know what I should have been doing? I should have been listening. I'm talking about for the truth's sake. You know when Job's friends was the best of him? When they sat over 7 days and just squalled with him. Hey, you know what encouraged Job more in that time? He knew he had 3 friends that their burden, that boy, they had part of that burden. Amen. They didn't understand why he was sitting there with boils from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. They didn't understand why that man, amen, has had 10 coffins over there and he's had to dig graves for him, bury his kids. They didn't understand why that man lost everything he had. But they knew he was tore up and he was over there weeping and crying and they just sat over there with him and just wept and cried. Oh, I'm just trying to say to you, God knows. Hey, for the truth's sake, we need to start talking a lot less and start listening a lot more and let people give us their burdens. Amen. Well, we'll know how to pray one for another. Hey, I'm talking about and lift one another to the throne of God that the Lord might receive the glory and honor in our lives. That our brothers and our sisters might prevail in the trials that God's got set for them to go through. You listening to me tonight? I'm talking about for the truth's sake. We ought to learn to listen to one another. You know what listening means? It means to hearken and give ear. To attend closely with a view to hear. Oh, Lord, to yield, not to give advice. Hey, you listen to me. I'm talking about for the truth's sake. Lord, learn to listen. Am I making any sense? You know what them people did in Acts chapter 2? They learned to listen to one another. They was going through things they ain't never went through before. You listen to, there was a new age. There was a new movement. There was a new church. There's a new God. Amen. Am I making any sense? He was still the old God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But boy, I'm telling you, he came in a new way through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they'd never experienced that before. And they'd never experienced the persecution like they had like before. They had never experienced persecution from within. It had always been from without. Now it was their own households. It was their own sons. It was their own daughters. It was their own mothers. It was their own fathers. It was their own wives. It was their own husbands that were turning them in. And them burdens was heavy. They learned to listen to one another. And then they, not only that, they, for the truth's sake, you know what we'll do? We ought to learn to give liberally one to another. Amen. You know how you're going to build this church? You know how you're going to build that building? You know you're going to have to learn to give liberally. You know how Shady Acres give $891,000 and giving this much this year to mission? Had to learn to give liberally. Well, there's times when it was times of poverty there at Shady Acres and times of heartache. But you know what we did? We didn't just keep spending. We cut back. You know what we did? I know people wouldn't do that. And if you wouldn't do that, that's all right. But we did it. You know how we kept our mission program going? We started dumpster diving. I know you wouldn't believe this. We'd go out on Friday nights, sometime Thursday nights, and we'd dig in them dumpsters, and they'd have milk. It'd be a day of four getting ready to be thrown away. It'd be like 200 gallons sitting out there, ice cold. We'd just go get it and pick it up. I've seen 300 gallons of ice cream before. They just have it out there. Wasn't nothing wrong. We'd go get that. I've seen where they had prime rib out there one night. They called us, and that poor boy told us, I'm fixing to get rid of more sausages than people probably ever sausage. It's not even expired. It's going to be 2 or 3 days before the sale date. But they told us to go ahead and get rid of it. You know what we did? We went over there and got it. You know what we did? We didn't take it and try to sell it and make money off of it. You know what we did? We went to our brother's house. We went to our sister's house, and we said, you need some food? Oh, they said we'd do it. Oh, you say I ain't going to eat no dumpster food. Starve to death then. I ain't trying to be ugly. Hey, wasn't nothing wrong with it. It was all right. It was good. Hey, it didn't hurt none of us. I'm still doing pretty good. I eat, amen. It's good for me. We'd always go to the pastor's house and we'd give him 10 cents right off the top. So I'm just trying to tell you, we got 300 half gallons of Bluebell ice cream. That's why I had diabetes. We'd give him 30 half gallons. Amen. We just thought that's the way you ought to do it. If we went fishing and caught 300 fish, you know what we did? We took him 30 fish. Now, Brother Jack say, boy, y'all clean them 30 before you get them here. Amen. Amen. But that's what we did. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, say that's crazy. But you know what? We knew that the world was dying and going to hell. And if we was going to keep a light on somehow, in some way, we're going to have to learn to sacrifice and learn to give liberally. Amen. Hey, that bunch over there, I believe it was in Philippians, talked about, said they gave above and beyond their poverty. And you listen to me tonight? Hey, I'm telling you, be surprised what come out of them dumpsters. We had a bunch of singing ladies, and there was three or four of them. We called them the Dumpster Darlings. They went all over America singing. I'm telling you the truth. Brother Leroy used them. Other churches used them. Them women would crawl in dumpsters and dig that food. You say, I wouldn't do that. Hey, we got a need. Son, we'd get to praying. We was working that rescue mission. They wouldn't, amen, if it wasn't FDA approved, they wouldn't feed it to them bums. So them guys would bring them exotic animals in there, and they'd bring in quails in there. I'm talking about Brother Pat. They brought quail in there one time. They brought about 8 of them great big trash bags full. They were all froze, already wrapped. Amen. And I mean, they said, we can't feed them to these guys. And they said, if you boys that work here at this rescue, we want them, you can have them. Amen. You know what we did? We eat quail, praise God. We wasn't sick of them. Amen. They wasn't running out our nose. We hadn't been a griping. Amen. We was glad God provided us the meat. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty. Hey, they brought noggin hide down there. They brought deer meat down there. They brought cow down there that somebody killed. I'm just trying to tell you, man, we had to cut it up, but we eat it. Guess what? Praise God. I'm telling you, we want the Lord to take care of us, and we just take and distribute through that whole church. Hey, I'm talking about, hey, you want to find the truth's sake? You want this world to see what God's doing in you? You let them see you helping one another. As an old boy saved tonight, and he's preaching. In 1990, I got sick and couldn't work. Boy, I got down, amen. I missed a couple weeks of church. No, Brother Jack said, that ain't normal. Amen. He went over there, and boy, I was sick. And, amen. I'm telling you, boy, all of a sudden people, they started coming over, and all of a sudden the church people started mowing the yard. One old boy come over there and said, preacher, I didn't know that your house needed some paint and trim work on it. I'm going to trim it out for you, and I ain't going to charge you nothing. He come over and painted all that stuff up. Boy, they cleaned that yard up, and I had an air conditioner going out, and I was sick. I wasn't. Boy, they fixed it all up and charged it up. That old neighbor, they took me out. I got down, and old Dan, the ambulance, and everybody, they took me down to the hospital. They thought I was going to die. My wife, she was home in the bed. She couldn't get up with her baby daughter. And I'm just trying to tell you, we was in trouble. And all of a sudden, that man came in there, and them ladies was cleaning that house from one end to the other. Boy, they were going through there. They had to wash them clothes, and they was bringing groceries in there. And I'm telling you, that old Catholic boy come in there, and he said, how much did church charge you for all that? My wife's laying in the bed, and them women sitting around there, and they're loving on her. And she said, charge him. Said, charge us. Said, dear God, we family. That's what family does. If it wasn't us, we'd be out helping somebody else. Hey, I'm telling you, that old boy went home that night. And all he could hear, he said, that's family. For 9 years. You listen to me, 9 years. You listen, just thinking now, 9 years. He'd try to sleep. When he'd go to sleep, he said, all he could hear is my wife said, we're family. That's what family does. And old Tony sent his boy out to the youth camp. And old Frankie got saved. And old Tony come out there and he said, preacher, I'm a Catholic. And he said, if the Catholic Church finds out I come over here, I'll probably get in trouble. But he said, I'm going to come over here Sunday. And my old brother Danny DeVaughn got up and preached that morning. And old Tony come running down the altar. And I'm telling you, he said, old Tony said, hi. Brother Danny said, how'd you get saved? He said, 9 years ago. Right over there at 9350 Deanwood. Said this church was working on Brother Luther's house. I wasn't even there. I was out preaching. You listen to me. And said me and Luther was sick. I went in there and asked them how much this church was charging. Amen. You listen to me to take care of everything. And he said for 9 years, all I've been able to hear, we're family. We're family charged. Hey, that's what family does. We love one another. Amen. This is part of being the family of God. He said, I ain't been able to sleep. I ain't been able to rest. And I want to be a part of this type of family. Oh, I'm just trying to tell you, thank God. Oh, buddy, you listen to me tonight. I'm talking about we need to learn to give liberally to one another for the truth's sake. Amen. You listen to me tonight. And I'll say these two and I'll be done. We ought not only learn to give liberty to one another, but we ought to learn to laugh one with another. Every now and then we just need a good old laugh. Amen. Every now and then You need to tell some just old crazy tales whether they make any sense or not. Huh? Me and old Brother Damon Smith, Brother Leroy know him. Damon, he's Mr. Perfection. I'm anything but perfection. Damon knows every bullet he's got loaded right for the right amount of amen powder in there. He knows everything. He'd tell you how far that bullet's going to shoot. I don't even care. We've been hunting together in Pennsylvania 2 years where I've been preaching revival. He ain't killed nothing. I killed a deer. What's funny with his own gun? And we got up there and he's griping at me about this. He's griping. I'm just saying, you sound like a nagging old woman. And well, we go back and forth with one another. And this old boy sitting there just went through all kind of problems, all kind of sickness. And amen. He laughed. He got to laughing. He laughed so hard that he cried. Hey, you know what he did? Before you know it, he said, man, few people can have that much fun. He said, I need to come back down to the church house. Them guys going to be there Sunday. He said, they're going to be there. You know what he's doing now? He's teaching the Bible down there at that church house. You know what? He just needed somebody to give him a little laugh, somebody to give him a little encouragement, somebody to admit, hey, we need to learn to laugh for one another. Hey, to teach the life, the greatest life in the world. Hey, God took us out of, took nothing and made something out of us. Boy, we ought to have a song, and that Bible does say, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. And I'll say this, last of all, for the truth's sake, we'll learn to love one another. Amen. That Bible said the Holy Ghost, love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans 5, verse 6. I saw this the other day and I wrote this down. And I said, God, could this be me? I don't want it to be me in some ways. And God, if it is me, I want it changed. It said, take heed of being painted fire wherein is no warmth. Take heed of being painted flowers which retain no smell. Take heed of being painted trees whereon is no fruit. Lord, I'm telling you for the truth's sake, Lord, love one another. I don't even understand. Brother John, little John Owen, won't even hang around me. Boy, that helps me. I prayed today and I said, God, let me show that boy the love of God somehow in my life. God, amen, let me show this boy that the Christian life is a fun thing. For the truth's sake, church, what you going to do tonight? You got a job to do. People's watching you out here tonight. They're watching you. You know what they're saying? Be real. Be real. They might be mean. They might be ugly. They might slam a door in your face, but still, you know in their heart what they want. They want you to be real. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, tonight. Father, we thank you for mercy and grace. Lord, we thank you for help. God, that old Bible said them people went on praising God. They could praise you, Lord, because they love one another. And herein you said, shall men know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Lord, I pray that you'd help Camden Baptist Temple. I pray for these churches and these men of God that's here and other churches. I pray, God, you'd help them fall in love one with another. God, there ain't going to be no old-fashioned revival till we get rid of all our old nitpicking ways and God start loving on people and start helping people, lifting people one more time. God, I pray your will be done now. And pray, God, you bless in the remainder of the service in Jesus' name. Amen.